Good morning to all of you. It's a blessing to be here. that might be a little bit of a longer title, but I wrote it on there to, maybe if you don't remember anything else, you can remember that. That's kind of the point of what I want to share. And I thought it might help me as well. So, what I want to share on is faith. And there's different aspects of faith, but something that I've been thinking about the last while is that faith isn't what we have done. It isn't by our own works, our own actions, our own ability that we can earn or attain our salvation, but it is by putting our faith in the blood of Jesus. There is a part that we are to play. I mean, if we truly do have our faith in God, then there should be actions that flow out of that. But that isn't our salvation comes is a gift from God. Too often we take our lives into our own hands and make a mess of things. But we must learn to surrender our lives to Him and trust Him, His strength. 1 John 5:4 says, "And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Faith is not some mystical thing, but it is a choice we must make to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. An example of this is in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel crossed the Jordan. It's always interesting to me how that God didn't part the water until they took their first step into the water, until their feet hit the water. Another example is that we know is when God told Abraham to offer up his son. He got up early the next morning. and he went. Seemed like God told him, and right away he went. Right the next morning. And sometimes when we don't act right away, we have to think over it and think about it for a while and decide whether we're going to or not. And whether it makes sense to us or not, but instead of putting our faith in God. In Romans it says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. And that's always challenged me, how he staggered not. I mean, my faith is easily staggers. In John 20, Jesus showed Thomas the holes in his hands and thrust his hand in Jesus' side. And Jesus said, "Be not faithless, but believing." And also, he said, "Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." So we're blessed if we just learn to believe even though we don't see. Another thing that challenges me is how Jesus could only do mighty works to those who had faith. Or then it says, he didn't do many mighty works because of their unbelief. And that's a challenge to me that he couldn't work if they didn't have faith. How much faith do you have this morning? This is a challenge to me. Just to think about, stop and think, how much do I just take God at His word and put my faith in that? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:5, that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And also in Philippians 3, 10 to 11, Paul says, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. This is something we must seek after, to know him, that our faith in him, that our faith in him might be strengthened. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have no power on our own, for Jesus said that without me we can do nothing. This is a sober reality that we are nothing of ourselves, but we can rejoice that God has made a way for us through faith in his blood, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. It isn't by anything we've done or can do. It isn't by our works, but it is by his mercy and his love. It is a gift that he gives to us. It is amazing to realize that it is not by anything I have or will do that he saved us, but by putting our faith in him. I think you know that I mean. I don't mean that we can just do whatever we want and that it doesn't matter what we do. It isn't by what we do that we are saved, but it is something that he gives to us when we put our faith in him. May we be awed at the great love of Jesus for us and put our faith in him. I wanted to read Romans 3:23. It explains a little more what I'm trying to say. Let's start at Romans chapter 3, and let's start in verse 21, and I'll read to 28. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely, it's something he gives freely, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So we see here he justifies those that believe. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. It's just always amazing to me when I read over that how we have all the commandments that God has given us, and we have things that we have a part to play, but that is not how. That is not how grace is comes to us, but it is just by the love that Jesus gave to us by dying on the cross, and by putting our and shedding his blood, and by putting our faith in that. And then Then it sees like then he says, "Where is boasting? It is excluded by what law? By the law because of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." And then in verse 31, it says, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Some people take this wrong now and live however they want. That is not the point. The point is that the way to God is open. But sometimes we feel like we need to earn our salvation without realizing it. But God has already provided it for us. Those who put their faith in Him by His blood that was shed on the cross, He has promised it to those who put their faith in Him, in His blood that was shed on the cross. May we never forget that and praise Him for it. Just praise Him for what He has done and for what He has given to us. I have two more passages that I'll read yet. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And then I have another verse that I've always liked that I want to read. It's in Joshua 1:9. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So I have.